All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, talking about the New Hampshire primary tonight, and we're actually going to give Rob an opportunity to comment here in just a couple minutes. We've got Bill in Idaho on. Okay, Bill, go ahead and pick up your thought there and finish up.
Yeah, I wanted to know at a national level whether it's the precinct Ron Paul hookup or the management at the Ron Paul Central, who is running the campaign and how many of them are John Birch? It would be very interesting.
I want to know who's running the campaign. I'll tell you who's running the campaign. It's Lou Moore, who better be out of a job by about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thanks for the call.
And I hate to say that. I hate to be calling for somebody's job, but my God, how bad can you be? And everybody says, oh, it's Kent Snyder. No, Kent Snyder is sort of the kind of the small forward, or I think it is, or point guard in the NBA. You know, he's basically directing traffic here. Lou Moore is responsible for actually what goes on day to day. He's responsible for deciding what's going to go on with this money that he ain't spending. And I don't know about you. I don't know how much money you guys out there have been putting into the Paul campaign, but I've been putting quite a bit that, let's face it, I didn't have, especially right before Christmas, that we were asked to go out there on December 16th and go and put a few hundred dollars in the Paul campaign. And we all did. We all anteed up. Where's our bang for the buck, so to speak? I'm not seeing it. I mean, what was it, $270,000 in New Hampshire, a state that Paul had to win or at least come in second to have any chance at all of winning this thing? And they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball in Iowa. I mean, it blows my mind. Look at today, the New Republic. I hope we do have time. We have a couple minutes till the break. The New Republic, TNR.com, not TNRLive.com, which is a very good site that I highly recommend you checking out. TNR.com is the New Republic, an online magazine. I think they publish biweekly magazines as well. Hardcore neoliberal. And what is that? Basically, someone who says that they're liberal, you know what I mean, takes your common leftist domestic stances on issues, you know, pro-abortion, pro-gun control, that sort of thing. But hardcore hawks, hardcore Zionists. I mean, it drives me nuts to see these people who were supposedly for open and free thought, then they come out and attack Ron Paul, write this total hit piece right from the top from a Giuliani supporter who later came out that that's who exactly it was, and he admitted in an email, I forget the guy's name, I'm trying to get him on for Sunday, somebody had emailed him and said, you know, this is all crap. Basically what the guy did, I should lay that out first, assuming that most of you don't know about this. Hopefully you don't go and read it because it's total crap. The guy went and misquoted a bunch of excerpts and took a lot of things out of context from Ron Paul newsletters. Not newsletters that Ron Paul wrote, but that he had his name on. The Ron Paul, he was Liberty Letter and Freedom Letter and so on from like 25, 30 years ago that were a little bit risque, a little bit, you know, borderline racist and so on, or at least when you first look at it until you actually read the whole article and take it in context. Well, then he said, well, Ron Paul said these things. Ron Paul is a racist. Ron Paul is anti-Semitic, even though none of it actually has anything to do with Judaism. It's all anti-Israel, anti-funding Israel, anti-Israel's militant approach to their neighbors. And, they, of course, in their eyes, that's anti-Semitism. Well, somebody went and emailed this guy and said, you know, this is all crap. What's going on? Why are you doing this, especially on the day of the New Hampshire primary? The guy writes back, says, oh, we're just having some fun. If it was a Giuliani hit piece, then I would have said he was a fascist and made things up there too. Of course, the guy didn't realize that the emailer was going to post that email on a bunch of Ron Paul sites and Ron Paul blogs and Ron Paul forums. So now everybody knows that not only is the article discredited, not only is the New Republic discredited, but the writer is as well. And It makes me sick to my stomach not only to see this happen, but then the Ron Paul campaign not to come fighting back, not to demand time on Alex Jones, who has, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of listeners, not to demand time on this program, which he knows he can get the drop of a hat and refute these claims. No, we're going to issue a press release on the website, a two paragraph.
Late in the afternoon, not in the morning, not the night it happens, but the next day in the afternoon.
Exactly, and I found out about this last night. In fact, I was on your network, Mike, talking about it last night because I called Jesse Benton personally and said, do you know about this? Oh, yeah, we found out about it over the weekend. and they do nothing about it. They expect us to pick it up. And who did? Who was the one that debunked it? Oh, it was all the meetup groups. It was all the internet sites that actually took care of it yet again. These people are running a little localized campaign while saying they're running for president and taking in $25 million worth of donations. And they still have most of it on hand. It wasn't just the $20 million in the fourth quarter. You got to remember, they raised $5 million in the third quarter. And almost what? Was it almost $2 million now in this year already? Yeah. I mean, it was $100,000 just today. What are they doing with it? We need something here. If not, it's not worth us basically throwing our money away if they're not going to try to make a go of this and not spend this money. That's why we did it. We didn't do that so we can get some media coverage so they could say Ron Paul raised $20 million. Hell no. At least me personally, I gave my money to Ron Paul so he can go and spend it and win this damn thing and get these ideas out. If this is what they're going to do.
Well, on the website, it said need $12 million to win Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Yeah, and what do we do? We came out and gave them $20 million. So what are they doing with it? If this is what they're going to do and just sit on the money or say, well, we're going to save it till later in the campaign, guess what, folks? They didn't win this today. They got blown out. There isn't a later in the campaign. We're fighting right now.
Yeah. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Dwayne in Tennessee and Craig in Iowa when we get back. And we'd love to hear from you, 800-313-9443. A disappointing fifth-place finish tonight. For Ron Paul. And the thing is, this guy has a chance to win. I didn't think so a few months ago, but this message is that important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.